and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My brethren, we have started this beautiful path, this journey of 40 days, which will not end until we arrive at the empty tomb of our Lord Jesus Christ. Lent should be for us like a spiritual pilgrimage, in which we are called to move forward every single day, and to walk in the footsteps of our Lord Jesus Christ by imitating his examples. Lent is a time to follow our Lord more closely. He is our Savior, our Redeemer, who came to save us by his sacrifice on the cross. But he is also our teacher, our Master, who came to teach us how to live a life pleasing to God. As a true leader, he taught by word and by example. His teachings are not only the words he spoke, but also the examples he gave. And one of the most important teachings of our Lord, which he taught by word and example, is his teaching concerning mortification. Mortification, which is, together with prayer and works of mercy, one of the pillars of Lent and of any Christian life. Right after his baptism in the Jordan, at the very start of his public ministry, we see that the very first action of our Lord was to go to the desert to do penance, as we see in the Gospel for today. Not that he needed to do penance, he the Son of God, but he went to the desert to fast for 40 days and 40 nights in order to give an example to each one of us that we need to do penance. If he, the Lamb without blemish, deigned to do penance, so how can I, a sinner, try to get my way around it? Our Lord really wanted to show us the way to follow. And in the case someone would not understand the lesson of his example, he deigned to state it very clearly in words. The very first words that our Lord said in his public ministry were, his very first words were, "Do penance, for the kingdom of God is at hand." So penance, mortification, is a part of the teachings of our Lord. And to try to put it aside would mean to try to mutilate the message of the gospel. There is no true Christianity without the message of penance. No true Christian without the practice of penance. This is an essential part of our religion. But when we talk about penance, we cannot only think about food. It's true that the first sin was committed by means of eating. And then, it's understandable why the church requires that we fast and abstain from some food during Lent and some other days during the year. The first sin was committed by means of eating. However, we have to remember that for Adam and Eve, and for us as well, the mouth was not the only one to sin. All the senses of our bodies had been used to sin against God. In this way, our mortification cannot only target our mouth, but it has to extend itself over all the senses. I have to mortify my taste, fasting and abstaining from some food and drink, when I'm obliged to do so by the law of the church. But also, I should try to do it voluntarily from time to time, especially if I have to fight against the demons of gluttony or lust. But the mouth should be mortified not only in regards to what enters, but also in regards to what comes out. Which means that I have to mortify my speech, avoiding saying words that can hurt others, avoiding lies, gossip, profanities. This is also penance, my brethren. This is also penance that we have to do. And we also have to mortify our sight, not looking at things which are harmful to our souls, things which could lead us to sinful thoughts or actions. If I am tempted to look at someone or something I should not, I need to learn to cast down my eyes or to turn them away in the other direction. I need to learn how to do it. And concerning the mortification of the eyes, we should also mention TV, computer, internet, cell phone. All the time we waste looking at useless or even harmful things. My brethren, it's time to mortify our eyes. And we also have to mortify our hearing. First of all, music with impure lyrics should be immediately banned from our lives. No question about that. But we should also try to stay away from people if we realize they are talking bad of others. We should not gossip, and we should not listen to gossip. And that's how we mortify our ears. Concerning the sense of smell, it may appear to us that it is something without great importance. However, this is also one of the senses of the body that we have to mortify. And we mortify this sense by avoiding using too much perfume, and also by bearing as a penance any bad smell without complaining. And we also have to mortify the sense of touch by renouncing excessive luxury in dress and behavior. An easy life, as we say, can give rise to passions that can lead us to sin. So I should try to renounce the unnecessary comforts of life and to practice modesty in the way I dress and in the way I comport myself. And I can also mortify the sense of touch by submitting myself without complaining to the changes of the weather, to hot or cold. Some people complain all the time. If it's warm, if it's cold, if it snows, if it rains, if it's sunny, well, that's time to do some mortification in this regard. And I also have to mention that we have to mortify our imagination, avoiding thought that can lead us away from God, especially thoughts of anger or impurity. So this is what we call active mortification, because we take the initiative. But we cannot forget what we call the passive mortification, which is the mortification that we do not choose, but that God Himself chooses for us. In this way, a sickness, for example, is a passive mortification. And we should try our best with the help of the grace of God to suffer it with patience. In the same way, a car accident, the loss of a job, a difficult neighbor, the crosses that come from our state in life, all the difficulties that God allows us to face in this life can be called passive mortifications. Things we do not choose, but things we are called to suffer, to bear patiently for the love of God. And this is also penance. So, my brethren, this is the fast pleasing to God. Not only giving up chocolate, not only giving up social media. I know it's something, but you understand that it's not enough. Our fast, our penance, has to be entire, complete. It has to touch our entire lives, and not only a minuscule part of it. We have to remember that penance is a sign of our love for God. So, my brethren, I hope that by now you realize that penance is in fact a very good thing. First of all, penance atones for our sins. We all have sinned, and we all have to make some reparation for our sins. So penance atones for our sins. But penance also helps to bring order back into our lives, into ourselves. Sin brought disorder in us, and penance helps to bring back order, so we may be and we may act in the way we are supposed to, according to God. Penance means in this way the mortification of the wrong directions that our nature wants to take from time to time, so we may always take the right direction, the direction that leads us to God. So penance is a very good and necessary thing. So Lent is the time to fix what we have been doing wrong. Lent is the time to make straight the ways of the Lord, as St. John the Baptist urged us to do. Make straight the ways of the Lord. Parents, it's time to teach our children the real meaning of sacrifice, to teach them the value of penance. We have to resist as much as we can the hedonism that we see everywhere in our society, because we are called to be nothing less than saints. Nothing less than saints. It can be hard sometimes. It can be tough, difficult, we all know. But we have to remember that the reward which is promised to us is eternal, infinite, without end. And it compensates, it pays back for all the sacrifices that we need to do. Remember the principle that St. Paul gave us. If we die with him, we will live with him. If we partake of his sufferings through mortification, we will also partake of his glory. So let us work, my brethren, let us work on our salvation, and without any fear to be different from others. We are not children of this world to live like the people of this world. But we are children of heaven, and we have to walk in the footsteps of our Lord and the saints without any fear to be different. Because we are children of heaven and not children of this world. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.